You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. The most important thing I could ever say to you. It's the most important thing any preacher could ever preach. And that is the doctrine of Christ. What do you know and believe about Jesus Christ? The scripture reference is, there's 100 references in his sermon, but our launching point is 2 John verse 9. That says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. So the question is, a logical question is, well, what is the doctrine of Christ? So that I can be certain that I'm abiding in it. That's what this is. This is a look at 7 points that make up the doctrine of Christ. You know, things like he was born of a virgin, he died on a cross. He was raised up again. Things like that. Things which ought to be in the statement of faith at your church that you belong to. You do know your church's statement of faith, right? You do know what your pastor and what your church believe about Jesus Christ. Because remember, that's the greatest thing that people mess with and corrupt is the doctrine of Christ. What do you know about Jesus? What does the Bible teach about him? That's what we're looking at here. This is part one of this message. For a copy of this, you can send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com.
Something the Lord said to me this morning. I wrote it on a handout. I wrote it in my Bible, and I'll always remember this. Deny the supernatural, end up in hellfire. Deny the supernatural, end up in hellfire. This is the best, most important sermon I will ever, ever preach. Such a privilege for me to stand here in this pulpit and preach this sermon. 2 weeks ago, and that is, of course, the doctrine of Christ. 2 weeks ago, we looked in depth at the person of John the Baptist. And today, a much more important topic, we'll look in depth at the doctrine of Christ. That is, what do you know and what do you believe about Jesus Christ, the Son of God? So many people today run from that word doctrine. No doctrine in this church, brother. I've heard it a million times. Big theological words like doctrine cause people to leave the church because the word is too churchy. As if doctrine was the kiss of death. Bibles even retranslate the word. New Bibles don't even have the word doctrine in them anymore. See people grabbing it. Go ahead, grab your iPhone. Most Bibles are on there anyway. Bibles retranslate the word to teaching because the word doctrine is outdated and too churchy. You don't want to run everyone out of this church mentioning the word doctrine People are here for the Marshall amps and electric guitars. Not. Doctrine. The doctrine of Christ. What does the word doctrine mean? The Greek word is didache. It means teaching or instruction. Jesus Christ is called the great didaskalos, a name for him. Proper name for Jesus, didaskalos, means teacher. So doctrine means teaching. If you would please turn with me to 2 John, starting in verse 9. By the way, maybe you thought I was crazy, but a lot of people do go to church for the electric guitars and for the band and for how loud it is. They really do. You can read the book. You can read the book. The Purpose-Driven Church. And it instructs the people in the church to take the word church out of their name, to throw out the hymnal. I mean, let me ask the question, how did everyone enjoy the music this morning? I mean, we try to pick a, you know, we do old hymns, sometimes in a newer, modern way. Maybe Chris Tomlin might do one. Maybe Pastor Darren and his wife might sing one. But we try to stick with the traditional songs here. You know, but that book will tell you to throw out the old hymns because no one, if you want to build a successful church, you can't go with those things. Well, I say to that, I don't care about that. I want to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ here. And that's what we do here at this church. That's one of the reasons why you don't see 500 people here, but that's okay. A lot of people here love a small church too, isn't that correct? Most people tell me that when they're here, how much they love the music and how much they love a small church. Okay, 2 John, starting in verse 9. It says, now I'm reading out of the New King James. New American Standard or NIV will read a little bit different because there's a different Greek word there for transgress. But anyway, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ. Now again, your Bible might say teaching. That's what the word means. Fair enough. Whoever transgresses and does not abide. Abide means to, well, same word used by the Lord Jesus in John 14. In my Father's house are many, right, abiding places, dwelling places, mansions, house, home. Here we could say camp out in. Or build up and erect a house. Whoever transgresses and does not camp out in, abide in, rest in, abide in, whoever does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, John goes on, does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. Now, this Greek word here, transgress, is the word parabeno, which means, there's a couple definitions for this word. It means to turn aside, to overstep. Again, I'm defining the word transgress. Overstep, to go beyond what God's law allows, and also to disregard. This last one is the one I want to run with today. I think that best fits the context here. To transgress in this context means to disregard. Everyone with me so far? Everyone who disregards the teachings of Christ, or should I say better yet, the teachings about Christ set up by the church, set up by the apostles, who wrote the New Testament. You got to understand it. Set up by them. Like when the apostle says, there is no other name given among heaven by which we must be saved other than Jesus. That's the doctrine of Christ. It wasn't spoken by him. It was spoken by men led by the Holy Spirit that formed the church. The doctrine of Christ. Everyone who disregards the teachings of Christ, or again, about Christ, and does not abide or remain in these teachings, does not have God, the Bible says. So the next logical question is, well, what then is the doctrine of Christ, right? So that I can abide in it. You know, I'm glad you asked that question, because now we're going to answer that. I've organized the doctrine of Christ into 7 points. Now, if you say to me, you've preached this before 2 or 3 years ago, good, you're a professional Christian then. How many people in this church have all 7 filled out in the margins of their Bible from 2 years ago when I preached this? Hands? There's one here. You made my day. Thank you. You know, that kills me, you know. I mean, can you imagine a wide receiver in football coming up to the coach and say, hey, we practiced this play last week. I demand you get fired. Who says that to the football coach? But the pastor preaches the same thing every 5 years and they throw him out. What's wrong with practicing the same play twice? And if, big deal, if everyone had it, that means that no one in this church can be deceived. I'll go home and sleep well tonight. You all got written in the margin. You know what the doctrine of Christ is. Great. Then when you see the counterfeit on television, you'll know, because you know what it is. That's me. I've done my job. That's what I'm here for. Teach the word of God. That's what they taught me in seminary. That's what Jesus said to Peter in John 21. Feed my lambs. Teach my word. That's what we do here. That's what we do. Now let's take a look at this question. Let's look at these answers here. 7 points that make up the doctrine of Christ, though that's not exhaustive. I'm sure there's more. This reminds me, too, of a church's statement of faith. What do you believe and teach about Jesus Christ, the Son of God? It should be in a church's statement of faith. It's in ours. If you go online, too, and look, islandcommunitychurch.net, you'll see the statement of faith that I wrote. It's on there. That's because I'm addicted to doctrine, and I love it, and I share it with you, because it matters. What you believe about Jesus Christ matters. I'm going to prove that to you today. I'm going to prove it to you that it matters what you believe about Jesus Christ. What do you believe and teach about Jesus, the Son of God? Okay, now, look how important this is. Look at all the consequences that hangs on the pastor to ensure that he accurately teaches the doctrine of Christ. Because look at the end result if you don't believe it. Look what it says. The Bible says you don't have God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart, let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing when your love came down. I could sing of your love for